Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is a call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. If you'd like to know more about what the Lord considers fruitfulness and what is the fate of those who are not fruitful, you can read John 15. Those who are not fruitful will be cut off the branch, left to wither, and then bundled together and thrown into the everlasting fire. So if you think you're secure because you go to church for Christmas and Easter and pray about four other times in the year, please think again. Even if you think that you are praying, you're doing your little 2-minute prayer in the morning, reading your one Bible verse from the app that you get, the notification you get on your phone, and this is you being a Christian, and you have a Bible verse in your Instagram bio, and you repost sermons that you watch online, this is not enough. You need to go deeper than that. You need to get to know the Lord that you serve. And you need to know him intimately. You need to be hearing his voice. He said that his sheep hear his voice. Are you his sheep? If you do not hear his voice, then it is an indication that you may not be. So, I also want to emphasize on the fact that true Israel that I'm talking about is not those who are known to be the Israelites or the Jews currently residing in the land of Israel, dated in August 2024. The people we see in Israel in this time are not the people that the Lord considers his people, but his people are still scattered around the world. He scatters them and no one else. He is the one who scattered them. Part of them were sent out in slavery on ships, exactly the way it is written in Deuteronomy 28, verse 69. So, today I want to talk about something that has been going on for the past 2 or 3 days. Satan is seriously mad at this ministry. The spiritual warfare of these past 3 days has been very interesting. I was not going to talk about it, but the Lord asked me to share it. And why? He said, simple. I told you why a while ago in Matthew 10. Matthew 10 is one of the verses, the chapters of the Bible that the Lord made me study in depth for a very long time. He made me meditate on this verse for weeks, just this chapter and nothing else in the Word, for weeks. And for context, it is the chapter where he sends out the 12 disciples and he gives them their commission. Go and drive out impure spirits, heal the sick, and so forth. And then he tells them how they should act. He tells them that they will be persecuted and how they should do when they are. He tells them about the fact that they will be like sheep among wolves. And then they need to be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. That they need to be on their guard, that they will be handed over to local councils and flogged in the synagogues, because of him, the Lord. They will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles, so the non-Jews, the non-Hebrews. So he's talking to them and he's giving them a lot of details about what ministry is going to be like for them. And in the past 2,000 years, Christianity has had its up and downs, right? But the past few generations have had, generally speaking, especially in the Western world, quite a lot of leeway to express itself. Not much persecution per se, though there are Christians still being martyred. That never stopped. It just stopped for a while in the West, but there are a lot of other countries and cultures that are very, very grieved by Christianity and the concept of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His existence is a crime in many countries, especially in Asia and the Middle East. So, Christians of the West will never understand, really, the cost of being with Christ. They've not understood it in the past few generations, but they are about to, because we are the generation of the end times. And everything the Lord said here will be our realities. It will be our reality. And I can tell you that the Lord made me study this, because just from the time of me being called, before I was even really sent into ministry, the time of preparation, there are parts of this verse that are actually my life. The part where the Lord talks about families turning on each other, that is what happened to me. Quite literally, you go and you read that. I'm not going to go into the detail of it. But if you read it for yourself, you will have a bit of a picture of what happened to me when I received this call. And it has not stopped, because in the past few days, Satan, he is really, really mad at what I'm talking about here. And I wondered why he is coming in so strong now. I mean, I started publishing these things already a few weeks ago. I should be at 2 weeks or 3 weeks now. Let me check the date of the very first broadcast. The very first broadcast was put out on August 9th. So that's 3 weeks ago. Well, he knows that people are listening and people are catching up to what is happening. But in the past 3 days, actually, yesterday morning, very early morning, I got attacked. And the Lord allowed it, just to a certain extent, to the extent where I knew that there was an attack on me, but not to the extent that they hurt me or anything. I very quickly and swiftly, the whole thing was over by the grace of God. And why is that? Because God fights my battles. I do not fight my battles myself. And this is something that Christians must understand. When you understand that you are not really called to fight your own battles, spiritual warfare becomes something that you can deal with and keep dealing with without being drained, because you are not the one fighting. It is because you keep being the one sending punches, binding, casting. Binding and casting is fine, but the thing where people go into spiritual warfare, where they are kicking demons and doing all the stuff, is a lot, okay? If you watch African churches, you know that it's a lot. You don't need all that. You need to learn the principles of warfare. And the best way to Best place to learn that is in the Psalms. Which kind of psalms of warfare did David pray? David prayed psalms of warfare, or wrote psalms of warfare, where if you observe it, he was always seeking God to intervene. He was not the one saying, I curse you, I bind you, I kick you, I slice you with the double-edged sword of the Lord. No. All of David's warfare psalms is, I call upon the name of Yahweh. I call upon the name of Yahweh. He is my fortress. He is my refuge. Once you start understanding that your armor is God, and that your avenger, your fighter, your army is Him, when you submit to Him, it's about submission. Are you submitted? If you're submitted, then He fights your battles for you. So people can try and harass you, but it will not work, because you serve the Almighty God. They don't stand a chance. They don't. He created them. So how are they going to stand a chance against Him? It's even laughable to Him, because this is the person that the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians that He shows up and blasts out Satan, the lawless one, is blasted out of existence just by Him showing up and breathing next to Him. He doesn't even need to fight. So if Satan himself, who is at the top, at the head of all of these evil creatures and evil people, if he can't even stand the sight of the Messiah, do you think they stand a chance? They don't. So, yesterday morning I got a spiritual attack. I hadn't really got one like that for a while. I won't go into the detail. But I got out of the attack, and I asked the Lord, Father, what is going on? Because I know the covering that God has put on me. Because when God sends you, when you are His chosen and you are sent, He protects you, especially for these kinds of ministries. Those in the fivefold ministries are highly targeted by Satan, because they are big problems to His kingdom of darkness if they are doing their job well. So there is a specific protection on those who are in the fivefold ministry. Ask your pastor if your pastor knows about spiritual things and he's really walking with God. He will tell you. It's the same thing with kings. Kings have a specific, when you are anointed, there is a specific covering over you from God. When God chose you and anointed you, there is a specific covering that He puts on you, because He knows that you are becoming target number one of Satan. That is why you will hear David say, please do not take your spirit away from me. Please do not take your covering, your protection, please do not turn your eye away. David knew the kind of things, the kind of battles. And when you read those Psalms, you know the kind of the depth of darkness that attacked King David. So David knew that his protection came from God. And being in such a high position, you are a target, a lot of people's targets. So when I woke up from the attack, there were two attacks, actually. There was one very swift. I got out of there. The Lord did not even allow for any harm to be done to me, because that was not the goal. Right? And then I went back to sleep. And then there was a second attack a few minutes later, and I woke up and I thought, okay, I started praying. I read my Psalms, prayed in tongues and so forth, engaged in the warfare and so forth. And then I spoke, I started talking to the Lord. I said, Father, what is this? I have not really felt a physical attack on me for months. Even though I know that there are thousands that are paid, they are on a payroll with my name in their mouths. I know it. The Lord showed me. There are some that are positioned in the Hollywood space. Others are out there in my normal living area. And some are now positioned within Israel. I told you in the breaking news of iniquity about Beyonce and Jay-Z, the long months of battle. So, let me return to what happened yesterday morning. So I got out of the half vision, I was not sleeping. It's this kind of state where you're in a spiritual state, where you're fully awake. And you can see, because I'm a prophet, praise be to God, that my eyes are open to be able to see. So the Lord shows me these people's faces. And then he gives me visions and dreams about what is actually going on in the background. And this is operating. If you operate in the prophetic, you don't even need to be a prophet, because the prophet and the prophetic are two different things. You should seek to be prophetic. You must. You see, Apostle Paul said, I wish that all of you would prophesy. Seek that gift. Seek it. Because when you have that gift, that's the gift of the Spirit. There is nothing that is happening in darkness that the Lord will not reveal to you if he desires to. If it concerns you, it concerns your life, it concerns your family, and you are devoted and submitted to him, he will show you the things that are happening. So this is happening. The attack itself lasted less than 10 seconds. But it was the second attack of the morning. It was very early morning, around 4 a.m. And so when I finished praying, I asked the Lord, Father, what is this? What is going on? Why are you allowing this? He said, come with me. And so I went into a vision. And the Lord held my hand and he brought me as if I was having an aerial view, as if we were floating in the air, basically, over the area where I am. Because currently I am in a small town. You can call it a village in Africa. For the amount of time that the Lord needs me here, I will stay here. I spoke briefly about it in one of my previous broadcasts. And if you do not know, African villages are renowned for witchcraft. It is culture. They call it culture, right? I was born and raised on this continent. I know the people. I know the cultures. So he holds my hand, brings me up to this aerial view. It's as if we are standing on top of the city and we are watching the cities. And it's as if I have God's eyes now, that I am seeing what he's seeing. He's showing me. It's like from there, we can see inside people's houses. We can see what is going on in the dark, in the secret places of people's shrines and their little witch doctor houses, their demonic, satanic altars and so forth. And he tells me, well, I allowed it because I want you to know what is happening. And this is what is happening. And so we go, and I have this series of tiny flash visions, or as if it was a carousel of images or a carousel of me going from house to house and seeing what is happening. And I see people, some people are laying on the floor, enchanting, you know, singing praises to their gods and whatnot. Others are eating all kinds of filth. You know, these are ritualistic practices to summon spirits and to gather and harness power from the kingdom of darkness. So I see people in all of their practices. Some are dancing, doing, you know, dances to their gods and their spirits. That is why when you watch these things, there are things you should not be copying. There are certain dances in popular culture that are very demonic. You do not know, but you're actually worshiping a spirit. Music and dance are vessels of transport in the spirit. That is why there are specific dances you will see in the Indian culture. You see their Bollywood thing where they're always dancing, always dancing, always dancing. But a large part of these very elaborate choreographies, a large part of it are actually dances to their different gods and goddesses. They are not natural dances. So do not watch it. Do not expose your eye gates to that. And do not copy it. Beyoncé does these ritualistic dances. Taylor Swift, that man, two men, by the way, Beyoncé, born male, Taylor Swift, born male. I won't go into that detail here because we've discussed this before. They engage in ritualistic performances. The rappers do the same. These concerts are gates. They are rituals. They are not just a concert. So I see some of them dancing to their gods and, you know, rolling on the floor and doing things like that. I see others who are singing and enchanting. I see others who are, you know, it's as if they are having an epilepsy crisis on the floor, trembling like this with their eyes up, convulsing and stuff like that. And the Lord makes me go from house to house to house, and I'm seeing these people in deep witchcraft. Deep witchcraft. Some of them were cutting themselves, cutting their legs, cutting their fingers, their arms, cutting their faces, cutting, tack, 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 cutting. Because you see, that is bloodshed. There are some of those spirits that require that you cut yourself that way to appease them so that you can summon their power and use their powers. So I see some people going as far as cutting themselves, almost naked in the dust, cutting themselves, dancing, rolling on the floor, shouting, screaming, singing, doing all kinds of dark, witchcrafty stuff. And as I'm watching all of this, the Lord says, Satan has mobilized the entire village to attack you. He has mobilized all of the witches of this village and its neighboring villages. They are all tasked with attacking and killing you. And then he said, come with me. He took me. He helped because he was holding my hand and bringing me. So he would bring me to a certain area, show me these things, bring me to another area, show me the things again. And I was like, wow. He said, this is why I allowed that attack, that you would know. You would know what is going on. And so then I woke up from the vision. I was not really asleep. So I just opened my eyes and I thanked the Lord for protecting me. I thanked him for his covering, for his protection, for everything that he's been doing and for revealing this truth to me. And I prayed and I prayed and I actually would not stop praying yesterday. All day, my mouth would not stop praying. You know, when the prayer is coming from your spirit, you can't really, you feel the urge to pray. Even in my Bible study time, I was reading, and then halfway through it, I just started praying. My mouth just started praying. Later in the afternoon, the same. This morning, the same. Just before pressing record, I was in tongues, praying, just praying, going about my day, my morning, but in prayer. And so, this morning, I had another attack. But this time, it was not the kind that was the day before. This time, I knew the people in my circle, in my childhood, in my background that had been summoned and that had accepted to partake in the attack. If you think I'm not seeing you, God is showing me. I know they are listening to this. The Lord has revealed to me your faces. And He's been showing me your faces since this whole thing began. But this today, He asked me to come and publish it here and broadcast this. Why? I'll read to you why. Matthew 10. Verse 26. So do not be afraid of them. I'm reading in the NIV version, just in plain English, okay, so that nothing can be misunderstood. So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. This is why the Lord has asked me to broadcast this. You know, Satan, he rules by lies. He rules by in obscurity, in secret, in darkness, right? And he rules by fear. But you cannot be scared of him. You cannot be scared of the people who have been choking you in your sleep. I know that many of you go through that. This was not that kind of this is not the kind of attack that I experienced. It never even got to that point. The Lord just wanted me to know that there are attacks happening, but none of them actually harmed me. So if you've been suffering in silence, Satan is ruling over you with this thing where he does things in the dark. He's an expert of dominating people in the dark. He will threaten you for not speaking. You will even want to speak and you will feel bad about it. Look, I'm telling you that there are members of my family and members of my background that are involved in this. If I had fear in my heart, or if I had that thing that he puts guilt in your heart. No, are you going to talk about your family in that way? No, don't do it. No, it shouldn't be. No, you guys listening to this know exactly what I'm talking about. And I am not going to play that game with you, Satan. I am not scared of you. I will never be scared of you. Because I know the one who sent me. I know he who sent me. And the only person that will close my mouth is him, because he is the one who opened it. And his name is Jesus Christ. You cannot intimidate me. You can rally the entire nation. I will speak and I will keep speaking. Rally my parents if you want. You cannot touch me. And I will not be intimidated. I will not be oppressed. I will not be scared of you, unemployed cherub. And then there was this thing. When I received my call from the Lord, he made me read Jeremiah 1. He compared my call to Jeremiah's call. And he said, this is you. This is your story. This is it. And there is a part there that says, I'm going to read it out loud to you. There is a part there that said, in verse 17, it states, get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Please listen to this. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. I'm reading this in the NIV version because it is much more simplified. God is telling Jeremiah, you don't really have a choice. Well, you have a choice. The first choice is that you go and speak without fear and you live, or you don't and I will terrify you. I will make your life hell, basically. If you don't do it as I'm giving it to you to do, I will make your life hell. I will terrify you. And if there is one person you do not want to be on the wrong side, you do not want to be God's enemy. This is why these people who are taking money to attack me, to try and attack me, I pity you. Because you think you're attacking me, but you're attacking God. You're attacking the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the creator of the universe. He who was, who is, and who is to come. That is the person you're attacking. You're not attacking Elvira. You're not. So I pity you. Because when his wrath will be unleashed upon you, you will wish that you would die. And death will not come to you. I prophesy this. By the authority of the Almighty God, you will wish to die and death will not come to you. I know many of you are listening. You out there in Hollywood, the Lord is showing me your faces. To the non-witch or wizard listener, you know, these people do not operate in this natural realm. You know that. They operate in the spirit. They can detect things in the spirit. There are things they read, they listen to, they do. They do not need to take a phone like you or a computer like you and listen to me on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. You see the movies you watch on TV from Hollywood? The script is not really the whole thing where you think that, you know, you have a screenwriter, he has a great idea and so forth. And then he writes a script and you find a director and then the actors are hired and so forth. That is a mirage. Okay, it's part of the deception. These people create their movies in the spirit realm. They don't do it in the natural realm. Whatever happens in the natural realm when they are on set and so forth, it is much, much later. When the entire concept, they receive it from fallen angels. They receive it in the spiritual realm. They have meetings with Satan. And he tells them, this is what you should be. These directors that you acclaim, that you look up to, these actors, they receive their roles in an unseen realm. After they have went and gone through the sodomy ritual. I know you're listening to this. Putin, Vladimir Putin, I know you're listening. The British royals are listening. I made an audio here a few days ago about how the Lord exposed to me a certain lady dressed like Lady Diana, who is no lady, she is a man, born male, living as a woman. She was surrounded by her little minions, British royalty, asking me to close my mouth, to stop talking about them.
because I mentioned the fact that Catherine Middleton is a man. They came and they tried to whisper it. Do you think God does not see you? Do you think that because you come to me in a dream and you whisper it to me instead of summoning an entire region to attack me, for example, the way the people, the Yahudim, the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, they are the ones who are behind these attacks. Because they hate what I'm talking about. They know their time has come. And I have been sent as a messenger to proclaim that their time, their end is here. And Israel is returning to their land, the land they usurped and stole from them. They pretended to be Jews when they are not. Jesus Christ talks about them in Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9. What I'm talking about here, revealing the processes of how it is going to go, I've published at least 10 prophecies about the second exodus, who will be the actors. The Lord made me publish also the prophecy about Russia, how Russia is going to be involved. Vladimir Putin, I know you're listening. You're involved in this. You will be involved. The Lord has prophesied it. So you're interested. The Lord said exactly these words. Vladimir Putin has vested interests in the return of Israel. In the second exodus, leaders of nations are listening to what God is saying because they know. You out there who wants to call yourself an atheist, you have been deceived. Because the people who are turning you into atheists, they know a God exists and they respect him. Even though they hate him and they are their enemies, they know who he is. They know. They just chose to be wizards and warlocks. But they know. They know. Don't get it twisted. They know who sent me. That's why they're listening. And that's why they're looking for me in the night, trying to kill me. You cannot kill me. My God will never allow you to even take a hair out of my head. To briefly even bruise me, he won't. And I will not be oppressed in silence. I will not be oppressed in silence. I am not scared of you. You, the Yahudim, I am not scared of you. Your end is here. The Lord has proclaimed it. You will die, all of you. And I prophesy it again. You will die. The third world war will ravage that land. And all of you will be wiped out. I prophesy it. So this was the purpose of today's broadcast. I have nothing else to add to this. So to those of you who would like to read more about the prophecies, please go to thefruitfactory.co and read. I'm going to be publishing some more today. I'm not sure that I will have the time to record it in broadcast, but the prophecies are coming out and they will not stop coming out because God is not going to be silent. He has a lot to say and he's going to say what he has to say. Thank you for tuning in. I am Elvira, the Lord's servant for this ministry. The Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ has sounded the trumpet. He is sounding the trumpet. And only the fruitful will make it. Thank you. Goodbye.